You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. Can't take the sky from me.
Well, good evening, my friends. Yes, here we are, 9 o'clock Central Time on the Survival Circle. And today is, what, the 16th of May of 2015. Oh, welcome one, welcome all. Yeah, today is going to be probably primarily music that I'm going to be playing tonight, simply because I am pretty darn wiped, and it's been quite a week. I'll just put it that way. Trying to figure out how to get all the gardens and herbs and such in, so. Actually going to have to, once I get through recording this, I'll be going out here and continuing on, working on setting up my, herb garden, I guess the best way to put it, that we're getting set up here, up on the terrace here by the house. Ready, I've got about, 12 or 14 different kinds of plants I'm putting in there. Going to be doing a thing with... Oh, tires. Yeah, decided to kind of move stuff around this year a little bit. Going to do the herbs up on the terrace and also do some of the, the fingerling potatoes in pots up there. And since I had such good success last year with the fingerlings, you know, ended up with... What was it, about 3/4 of a bucket out of 3 of them that I planted. Planted starts in 3 buckets. And ended up with 3/4 of a bucket of potatoes when I got all through. So, needless to say, we'll be going ahead and probably 8 to 10 of those this year. Just because. To be truthful, I like the fingerlings. They're a good-sized potato. And, she who must be obeyed has indicated she likes the super chipper potatoes as well. Those are the ones that came out that were 2 and 3 pounds a piece. So, kind of works kind of nice. So, that's right. I forgot to say this here at the beginning. Yeah, welcome to everybody who's here in the chat room listening. And welcome to everybody who's listening to the archives in the future. And, you know, if we ever manage to get podcasts going, welcome to you as well. So, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think I'm just going to go ahead here and drop a little piece of music in just as kind of as a start here. I imagine everybody remembers Tina Turner. And well, this is kind of a, how'd you call it, kind of a looking forward to it. Heard this week here a little bit more on the radio and news. What's his name? George Miller, the guy who did the Road Warrior movies. He's actually rebooting it and, you know, I guess restarting the franchise for the Road Warrior. So here's the Tina Turner one. You know, we don't need another hero. Tina Turner to kind of make one feel a little bit better. So, tonight here, Like I said, I'm probably going to be probably just mainly playing music here, probably just interjecting a few of my thoughts in here as we go. So, yeah, because it's been kind of, like I said, it's been kind of a long week. Then again, aren't they all? So, it's, but with the news on everything, it's just kind of like, okay, kind of, how to put it? Oh, well, these days, it's just kind of strange. You know, it's like, you know, are we having to, you know, pull ourselves up our bootstraps here and just keep on going? Or is it a case of, you know, the news is, are we being played for fools? Like the news usually wants to do to us. I don't know. You know, so, there's this Jade Helm BS that's going on. You know, you get some of the people who are seeming to think that this whole thing is going to be, prelude to, martial law and Civil War II or whatever, and there's other people who think it's going to be just a great big nothing burger. I don't know. You know, it's like, I have to admit, I kind of waver in between. But it's going to be a case of this year, it's going to be continuing on to, basically just carrying on, you know, whichever way it goes. I have to admit it, for a while here, I was just like, you know, for the gardens, I just was thinking, this year, screw it. I don't feel like it. But I thought and went, no. You know, I've gotten things started. And I told myself I'm just going to, you know, continue to garden every year. See what I can do. And so, you know, like I mentioned here before, going to start getting, you know, more stuff in. You know, working on that herb garden today. You know, lots of goodies in there. You know, lots of cooking herbs. Nothing for, or medicinal ones. So, what can I say? I think it's probably time for me to put a little more music in here, you know, rather than me just kind of rattling along here. So, I think maybe we need to have a little bit of the Wolf Tones. They'd done one a few years ago called, I think it was the Ballad of Joe McDonald. So why don't we take a listen to that one? Something that's a little bit more, more along the way that I kind of feel these days. So, let's take a listen, see what else it perks in my mind.
My name is Joe McDonald. From Belfast town I came. That city I will never see again. But in the town of Belfast I spent many happy days. I love that town in oh so many ways. For it's there I spent my childhood, and found for me a wife. I then set out to make for her a life. But all my young ambitions met with bitterness and hate. I soon found myself inside a prison gate. And you dare to call me a terrorist? Why have you let down your gun? When I think of all the deeds that you have done, you have plundered many nations, divided many lands. You have terrorized our peoples. You rule the whip and narrow.
and tarot in the maidstone on the maze. I thought about my land throughout those days. Why my country was divided, why I was now in jail, imprisoned without crime or without trial. And though I love my country, I am not a bitter man. I've seen cruelty and injustice at first hand. So then, one fateful morning, I shook bold freedom's hand. A right or wrong, I'd try to free my land. And you dare to call me a terrorist while you look down your gun, when I think of all the deeds that you have done. Plundered many nations, divided many lands. You have terrorized our peoples, you ruled with an iron hand. And you brought this reign of terror to my land. Then one cold October's morning, trapped in a lion's den, I found myself in prison once again. I was committed to the hate flux for 14 years or more, and the blankets, their conditions, they were poor. Then a hunger strike, we did commence for the dignity of man. But it seemed to me that no one gave a damn. Now I am a saddened man. I've watched my comrades die. If only people cared or wondered why. And you dare to call me a terrorist while you look down your gun, when I think of all the deeds that you have done. You have plundered many nations, divided many lands. You have terrorized our peoples, you rolled away an iron hand. And you brought this reign of terror to land. May God shine on you, Bobby Sands, for the courage you have shown. May your glory and your fame be widely known. And Francis Hughes and Ray McCreesh, who died unselfishly, and Patsy O'Hara, the next in line is me. And those who lie behind, may your courage be the same, and I pray to God my life was not in vain. I was sad and bitter, was the year of 1981, for everything I've lost and nothing's won.
What can I say? Yeah, that one's probably almost too much of a downer. I don't know. It's, like I said, today's just, yes. Today, this week, whatever. So, what is it? Yeah, like I said, it's the 16th of May. We're getting to the point here where we're getting to the planting season, so. And I would say, like I said before, we have to do things to keep our spirits up, so. And you gotta keep our minds as well as our bodies fed, so. And like I said, you know, it's now the springtime, it's time for getting the plantings in. I know, hopefully, if the weather cooperates tomorrow, and if I can get enough of the crew around here to help, we're going to see about getting, you know, like I said, potatoes in. It's time for that. Time to get some corn in. And who knows? You know, it's kind of trying to figure out what we need for this year. You know, it's things that need to be done. So, yes. Yeah, so how about something a little bit more uplifting here? I think we're going to go ahead with let's do a little bit of Waylon Jennings with his song about America. Yeah, maybe this will perk us up a bit here tonight.
Some have said, down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you've become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me. America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home. America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain. Could not fight in a war that didn't seem right. You let them come home, America. America.
You know, I just kind of looked at my timer here. Just realized we're at about, oh, gee whiz, down about the bottom of the hour already. So, oh, what can I say? Like I said, it's one of those days where it's just kind of time to listen to a little music and enjoy. And speaking of listening to a little music and times of things, how about a little, how about a little Neil Young here? This is him doing, let's see here. There Comes a Time, I guess. I think that was the name of it. So, let me get it running here.
Comes a time when you're drifting. Comes a time when you settle down. Comes a light. Feelings lifting, lift that baby right up off the ground. Oh, this old world keeps spinning round. It's a wonder tall trees ain't laying down. There comes a time. Souls and we flew away. We were right, we were giving. That's how we kept what we gave away. Oh, this old world keeps spinning round. It's a wonder tall trees ain't laid.
Should have mentioned this earlier. Hopefully I'm not disappointing anyone tonight here. I know people are probably expecting me to continue on with my Do Unto Others series. You know, with part, what was it? Part 3 of Crossbows or whatever? Yeah, I could look, but kind of, like I said, just kind of bleh tonight. Kind of tired. So, but yes. Perhaps this next Saturday. You know, it's kind of like a case of, trying to get everything done up and caught up these days. You know, it's, when you start getting to the springtime here, it's a little harder sometimes to, get the energy together to, do the recordings and such. You know, because when you're busy doing other stuff, sometimes it just kind of has a tendency to wipe you out a little bit. And it's little bit harder. I know. But at least I'm honoring my commitment to be in here, you know, to get you to play some music and give you guys something to talk about in the evenings. Oh, so, well, tell you what. I'm kind of in the mood for a little bit of Kansas here. So, one piece of music they had a few years ago called Dust in the Wind. So I think I'm going to drop that in here for everybody to enjoy. Where we just don't get much of anything for rain, and then other people who are listening have been getting they've probably been worried about getting flushed down the rivers with all the rain that they've been getting, so I don't know. Around here I know I looked at things, what was it now? This last week anyhow. Earlier this last week. Managed to find a spot in Weather Underground, which is, you know, a weather site. It's got to be a little bit better than weather.com. But I was actually able to pull up a little bit of the, how'd you call it, the history files for our weather over the past couple of years. And, I think it was this past Monday I looked it up. And from November of 2014, yeah, 1st of November, till that point, which is right around 1st of May, a little after, we'd had like, what was it, 6.4, 6.6 inches of precipitation, you know, of water coming down, which is not a heck of a lot, I thought. So I went ahead and, you know, ran it back another year and went from November of 2013 to same date in May of 2014. And at that point, that particular winter, we'd had 10.8 inches of rain. And last year, we didn't have a heck of a lot either. So it's like kind of wondering if we aren't having a little bit of drought up here in my neck of the woods, up here in, like I joke about it, the tundra or the North Woods. And generally up here, we usually have fairly decent rainfall precipitation, you know, for our gardens and for all of our plants and such. So it's makes one wonder. So hopefully once we get everything in the ground here and get it planted, hopefully we get enough rain here so we can get some decent crops this year. Because, like I was saying before, you can never tell. You know, either things are just, we're being fed a lot of BS from the media. Well, we know we are, you know, but it's the question of, you know, trying to separate out the good info from the disinformation that we're being given. And both ways, you dig through the stuff and, you know, try figuring it out. You know, I've joked about having been being a spook in the past, you know, with some of the stuff I worked with. Not really, but I learned a little bit of, you know, pattern analysis. And it's just, there's enough stuff out there where it's hard to grab a pattern, you know, to find the pattern on things. Yeah, you can connect the dots, and if you connect the dots one way, it looks like, the heck with it, I'll just say it. You know, I can always bleep myself out. You know, we could always have a real shit hits the fan situation, or we could have where things are just pretty nice and mellow. So we'll have to see. Now, I know last week there was at one point there where I was talking to Iowa Cat here in the chat room, and, you know, we were talking about different kinds of music. She said she liked a little bit more of the classical stuff, and I told her, well, you know, what I could do here is, I knew I had a copy of the Moldau River, you know, a nice classical symphonic piece. You know, that was, you know, that's a nice rousing tune at times, and it's one that I've definitely enjoyed over the years. And then there was another one I offered to play her that was even neater. It's was done by Placido Domingo and who was the other person? Tell you what, I can't find it, so that's okay. Can't find out who it was that was in it. But yeah, well, the name of it was The Pearl Fishers. And it's a very nice duet. It's, you know, about the pearl fishermen in Japan. But I've decided here, rather than doing that to her and everyone else, I'll just put a different piece of music in here just for Io Cat, since she turned me on to the group of guys that are known as the Irish Descendants. And it's a piece called The Dublin Reel. So, enjoy it, Iowa Cat. Remember, I could have played the Moldau just for you.
A maiden fair, she had long dark hair and her eyes like the darkest coal. Taunting smile that would sure beguile and melt the hardest soul. Dancing lightly, sprightly, she stole his heart for the twirl. That girl he'll not forget the night they met in a dance called the Dublin Reel. They walked out to the starry night and the crescent moon had a glow. felt so right with hands held tight as they looked on the town below. Chancing a kiss, he missed her cheek as she pulled away to sway to the boron sound from the fairy mound as they danced to the Dublin reel. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn. The dark of night turned into light, and he asked what was her name. Matters not, was all he got as on the grass they lay. Listening to stories, glory seemed of another world. This girl she must have left while he soundly slept, having danced to the Dublin reel. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn. Life goes on, now he's back on American shores. Every night he relives that sight as he longs for it more and more. Under his spell he fell in love with the dancing queen. It seems his only care is the maiden fair in a dance called the Dublin reel. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn. They were dancing all night long, till the break of dawn. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn. They were dancing all night long, dancing till the break of dawn.
There you go, Owlcat. One just for you. Okay, so, well, we're getting on in the evening here, and that's okay. So, let's see here. There's another one here I got here that I find I kind of like as well. This is a version of The Road Goes On Forever that was done by the Highwaymen, which was, you know, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, you know, a couple other guys, Willie Nelson. Anyway, this was originally done by Robert Earl Keen, but I just happen to like this one a little bit better, this version, so we'll go ahead and do this. Yeah, I'm trying to lighten things up here before we finish up for the evening, so here we go, Highwaymen. The road goes on forever.
Jerry was a waitress, the only joint in town. Had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight with a brand new pack of cigs. A fresh one hanging from her lips, a bear between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny was a loner, bolder than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town and he sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny and one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. Some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his boom cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, walked out of the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a port of Bombay gin.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the roof with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. Cards were on the table when the law came busting in.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
The Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack, broke the bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where the lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot 410.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They left the lawman dying and they made their getaway. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as taillights disappeared around the bend.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
There's a main street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Does the road go on forever? I don't know. It's, what can you say? But we gotta keep on trying. Gotta keep forging ahead and trying to do all we can do. So, should we do some more music here or not? I think we will. We got a few minutes here left before we get back to the top of the hour here, so, what the heck. I'm gonna do one here that's kind of, in some ways, how I feel sometimes. You probably do too when you get on the phone here and you get told, press 1 for English. Yeah, this is kind of how I feel. See, let's listen to this one. Press 1 for English.
Hey, I can't read that sign out there. Please tell me what's it say. We have to have subtitles in 5 languages these days. Now we don't ask too much to share this land of liberties. But if it's not too much to ask, could you please speak English? English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. States. Now I'll speak very clear for you so there'll be no no mistake. My family fought and died protecting freedoms in these states. Now we all welcome those who come, but when you reach our shores, folks, you should speak our language, not the one you spoke before. English is my language, it's the language of this land, and every sign that's posted here I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place, and English is the language of the United States. And I believe an open door should be our policy. But for these opportunities, we'd simply ask you this. Hey, you're the one who chose to come, now choose to speak English. English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. These United States. Now here's one thing I question and try to understand. Hey, why must I press 1 for English?
Please press 1 for English.
When it's the language of this land. English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. Of these United States. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of these United States.
Yeah, that's a little bit more of a bouncy tune, or a little bit more of just, let's go. So, and yeah, language of this United States should be English. So, had to get a little bit of my frustration out there. So, anyway, I think we're going to probably close out here with one last piece of music here. Be doing the one that Enya and Lorena Mechanic did, the Highlander. So, but before I put that on, let me say this. Thank you all for joining me here in the Tinker's Shop here for the 16th of May of 2015. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, Concretin will be doing the Joyful Noise Hour. And then tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Central Time, we'll be hearing our one and only Edge of the Woods, along with Cat Ellis, with the Medic Shack. So, again, thank you very much. Take care. God bless. Be safe and be well. And so, enjoy Highlander with Enya and Lorena Mechanic. Good night.
Destruction of your own.